Our lesson this week is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, reading verses 22 to 33. Jesus walks on the water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Thanks be to God for his word to us.
In our gospel story today, we see the disciples caught up in a storm. Perhaps we can recall storms in our own lives. The current pandemic certainly feels like a never-ending storm. Our gospel story, however, reminds us that in the midst of the storm, Jesus is with us. So let's explore that story a little deeper this morning and see what it has to say to us. First of all, it is Jesus who sends the disciples out to sea. He does this before he goes up to the mountain to pray. Their journey would have been about 5 miles, and as they left in the evening, but Jesus didn't come to them until the early hours of the morning, they were out in the sea for quite a long time, much longer than they thought they would be. But they had made little progress because of the storm. It is thought that they had managed about 3 miles, fighting the wind and the waves all the while. This trip had become much more complicated than they thought it would be. But despite this, they were still in control. Some of them were, after all, experienced fishermen. But I expect they were exhausted. So perhaps from this we can see that sometimes Jesus sends us into difficult situations. Sometimes we just find ourselves in those places through our own choices, or through the choices of others. But it's Jesus who comes to us in those difficult places, however we have got there. In our story, it is when Jesus appears walking on the water in the midst of the storm that the disciples become terrified. Now, I don't know how Jesus walked out to the boat, but I don't expect he was surfing the waves or hopping from one to the other, being drenched by the swell. I rather think he would have been walking as naturally as if he had been on the road. In so doing, he once again demonstrated his power over his own creation. Jesus is, of course, aware of their fear, and seeing this, the first words he says to the disciples are, "Do not be afraid." This is what we say to people we love because we don't want them to live in fear. Throughout Scripture, Jesus is consistently loving and gracious toward the disciples, despite the fact they often make mistakes and misunderstood what he was saying and doing. Perhaps we can relate to that, as we get it wrong so often. But we too have that assurance that we are still so loved by God. I was lucky enough once to visit Toronto to speak at a conference. And whilst there, myself and a colleague visited the CN Tower. At a great height, there is a viewing floor, where you can look down and see the ground a vast, unimaginable distance below. I was a little nervous, but my colleague was petrified, but determined to walk out onto the glass. He gradually inched out slowly, testing the way, terrified that the glass would shatter and he would plummet to the ground below. as he reached the centre of the panel. He looked down for the first time on his journey, delighted to have conquered his fear, when a horde of schoolchildren came running up and began jumping up and down on the glass around him. The blood drained from his face. I was not so worried, perhaps being able to rationalise the floor had been there for years and was not going to collapse. But it was still a little scary, especially when you have to do what is contrary to what your mind is screaming you should do. In our gospel story, we see Peter ask Jesus to call him to join him, to walk out onto the water. He is prepared to take that seemingly reckless action of stepping out of a boat in a storm, but not until Jesus calls him. Emboldened, he steps out, firmly walking in confidence, and clearly gets fairly close to Jesus before he takes his eyes off him and starts to sink. He cries out to God, "Lord, save me," and Jesus stretches out his hand and catches him. It's interesting we don't see Jesus make Peter try harder to stop sinking in the middle of the storm. Instead, he immediately reached out his hand to save him. He does this because he's Jesus, and he's patient and gracious and loves Peter like he loves you and me. Then Jesus gently rebuked him, saying, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" Matthew then tells us that they got back into the boat. Jesus didn't just leave Peter in the water struggling, nor did Jesus walk back to the boat, dragging a soaking and bedraggled Peter behind him. It is easy to imagine that Jesus raised Peter up out of the water, and they walked together through the storm. It is a great reassurance to us in our weakness and failing faith that Jesus may rebuke us and say, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" But he still takes us by the hand and saves us. He still lifts us up and carries us to where we need to be. As soon as Jesus and Peter got back into the boat, the wind ceased. Once again, Jesus confirms who he is, that he is the Lord, who has authority even over the winds and the waves. In the earlier story in Matthew's Gospel of the calming of the storm, the disciples ask, "Who can this be?" But Matthew tells us that now they knew who he was. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So, let us remember who Jesus is. Let's remember that in our times of frustration, in our times of fear, and even in our times of great weakness of faith, he is the Son of God. He comes to us walking above the circumstances of our lives. Let's listen to his voice, lovingly, compassionately calling out to us in those tough times, in the times of frustration, or fear, or weakness of faith. Despite the storm and the struggles, we can know God is in control. He loves us. He is faithful. And he leads us to worship in his unexplainable peace. And we too can hear him saying, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." So let us hear his voice and step out where he calls us, at all times keeping our focus on him. And as we do, we will find ourselves walking on the water with him. Amen. As the disciples declared, "Truly you are the Son of God," we sing together from Singing the Faith, number 353. Jesus is Lord. Praise him with alleluias, for Jesus is Lord.